Welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast with your host, Charity Menday.
Hi, guys, and welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast. This is season 2, episode 7. Today is the back to school special, and my guests, that's right, guests plural, run a professional development platform which aims to help job seekers thrive in the first few years of their careers. They provide both CV and cover letter tips to insightful blogs about making the most of university and everything else in between. Daniel Saloy and Patrick Agese, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
So, guys, tell us a bit about yourselves, who you are, and how you got into it.
So my name is Daniel Saloy. So I'm one of the co-founders of First Employ. And so how we initially got started into First Employ, from my perspective, was I was having a lot of difficulties in terms of finding a job earlier on. So once I left university, it was quite difficult for me to actually find a job. So I came up with the idea of kind of making a platform where you can show your skills visually without having to necessarily rely on the traditional CV.
Mm-hmm.
And so after racking my brain, coming up with ideas in terms of how to do this, Patrick got in contact with me and was like, yeah, we can definitely take this somewhere. And then that's initially from my side how we came up with the whole First Employer concept of professional development. So from my side, that's how it started for me.
Okay.
Yeah, and obviously from the initial idea, just quickly introducing myself. So my name is Patrick Agese, and obviously I came into First Employ 6 months down the line when Daniel had already set up the foundation of the platform. And obviously the idea was to move it towards also the next generation professional development platform where young professionals can actually sign up and offer and obviously communicate directly with employers and improve on their professional development. So which is the CV, cover letters, training courses, which can help them get the job and also excel with the job that they have. So that was the initial idea. And then obviously we moved on to the next phase of actually creating a candidate of the week page and also improving on the social statistics of individuals, so which is obviously the LinkedIn page and also the way they look online professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So because we realized that helped us personally, especially me, a lot when I was job searching at obviously after graduation, and I realized that my professional platform, which is my professional profile on LinkedIn, helps me a lot when I was applying for jobs. So that's why we also set up a First Employ, obviously to give people this opportunity to have a good professional profile as well as a good CV and cover letter.
Okay, and so your platform is all about personal professional development, and you've kind of pulled together your experiences and your insight as, you know, university students, graduates, etc. Now, this episode is specifically about, you know, getting back to school, getting your head in the game and lifting some of the stuff that you have on your site, because I'm a very big fan. So as graduates yourself, what is your advice for kind of getting your head in the game and achieving success in your degree?
Yes, this is very good, because I was actually speaking to Daniel about this point, because we had a debate about this a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
About at university, how can you actually improve on your professional, obviously your professional self, so or make sure that you get the best degree. I do say one thing is very important, that a student has to be organized. That's very, very important, because at university you have limited time. You think that you have the all the time in the world, but you do have limited time, because mm-hmm. you have to attend your lectures, you have to obviously meet up your friends, have a social life, and as well as carry out extracurricular activities. So it's very important that you organize your time, and that's why you need to find out what's best for you when it comes to working and also getting your job done. So, for example, I realized that I work best at night,
mm-hmm.
which is between 5 p.m. and let's say 2 a.m. in the morning, that's the best time I work. So I realized, okay, if I go to lectures in the day, during the evening, I also go to the library. And also sometimes I miss out those periods and go out with my friends. But I make sure I spend majority of my evenings in the library.
Mm.
And that helped me a lot because obviously that helped me organize my time and make sure that I deliver to my expectations. And just touching on that, another thing is your relationship with your lecturers. This is very, very, very important. I always state this because if you look at your lecturers as your parents, there's a feeling that you wouldn't want to let them down.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they would try it. And if you're really close to your lecturers and you're not personally close, but professionally close to your lecturers, and you actually establish a good relationship towards your goal, obviously if you want to get a 2-1 or if you want to get a first class degree, they would try to help you to get that goal. I was very, because I graduated with a first class degree from the Monmouth University, and I made sure that one of my goals was to be very close to my lecturers, so I would be able to get their review of my coursework and also my exams and also the tips and tricks before actually carrying out the actual coursework. So me being close to them helped me a lot because obviously I was given a lot more insights than other students, and that helped me through. So organisation skills and also have a good relationship with your lecturer is very important.
Okay.
Just to follow on from what Patrick said, from my perspective of being in university and how to actually achieve success, you need to be able to network with people. I mean, some of the greatest opportunities you'll find in terms of progressing in your career are from people that are in your university. And I know for myself, we were trapped in our friendship groups and we were very comfortable being that we just come together and we're all friends. So we didn't really venture outside of our friendship groups to find different people. So I really believe that networking with as many people as you can, even if it's just on a social basis, just trying to find out as much as you can about people, you will then be able to get some opportunities for, they may be able to provide you with some opportunities that you can use in terms of your degree or whether it's just some things like meeting each other in the library and sharing tips,
mm-hmm.
things like this. It just makes your university experience easier,
mm-hmm.
and also you'll be able to achieve a lot more. They say that two minds feel better than one, so...
Okay, that's very useful. And so, what would you say you guys' golden rules to live by would be, particularly for those going in again for their kind of second years, third years, or whatever, or people that are beginning their masters? So people who've already been in the game but just kind of need that direction. What's your golden rules for success?
My golden rule is I normally look at the end page first. So that's what people do. People are actually laughing when I say this because they don't really understand. But I read the book from back to front.
Really?
And this is how it works because sometimes I train professionally as an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I also work in an energy company per time. So I also work on first employer per time. Was always wanted to be an engineer and had no idea obviously the process of getting there. I foresee you had to be the brightest person in the class, very good at maths and English and everything. But I looked at engineers who are already currently working in industry,
mm-hmm.
looked at the skills that they had, which is very important, and tried to mimic or actually attain those skills in a shorter period of time. So, for example, if I'm interested in an engineering role, I normally go to the job description and look at the requirements for the role and ask myself, how would it be possible for me to achieve this requirement without having any experience?
Mm-hmm.
So that was my kind of goal, because I normally look at the end goal first, which is the job, and see how am I able to get there and work my way through this. So if the job requires a specific skill, and I don't have the skill, I try to create a project or event a project which gives me that skill. and that's very important. You need to be able to create things for yourself to be able to get you the skills that you might need in the future. Mm-hmm. It's not everyone's creative, so sometimes I do read normally advice to take up internships, which should actually help you to get the skills in obviously in the longer run. I definitely recommend people to looking at the end page, looking at what their goals and what they're trying to get to, and schedule and make it much more strategic on how to get to those goals. And obviously look at what's needed to get to those goals. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously for those people who haven't got a set goal at the end of the day, I do say pick something that's more general, that gives you much more of a life skill. The best skill that you can ever have in life is communication, and that's what I always say, because with communication you can work anywhere, to be honest. You just need to know how to communicate the ideas and reports. But then again, always look at the end goal and have a strategic plan towards it. That's what I stand by.
Okay.
So following on from Patrick, some of my golden rules is maximize all of the opportunities available to you. And so some of us, we go through university not necessarily looking at, for example, the frequent amount of emails that are sent to us, the careers, advice that are sent to us, and things of this nature. So if you are maximizing all of these opportunities to not only enhance your degree now, as well as what you could achieve professionally going forward after your degree, then you are putting yourself in such a position where you could be losing out on many opportunities you didn't even know about. So mm-hmm. maximizing your opportunities, you need to stay focused. I know there's so many distractions, but like I said to myself once I was in my last year of doing my degree, just take these next 9 months, next 10 months, and put your full focus into what your end goal is. Mm-hmm. So for me, the end goal was trying to graduate and graduate well on a high note, bearing in mind that I went into my second year ending with flying colors. So I would say focus. And if you can, try and build a plan to how you're going to achieve. For example, if you wanted to achieve a first, set out some plans to find out how you're going to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Achieve that first. So I mean, planning out everything strategically does work. It actually does work. So another thing is try to be social as well. As much as you want to focus and you want to keep focused, there's always time to let your hair down. Try and be social, try and communicate with people, find out people's different interests, because sometimes it is very stressful for somebody studying a degree to try and interact with people outside of going out to parties and things of that nature. So if you can just try and find some people on your course that you may be interested by, just try and find out a little bit more about them. You could find yourself in an environment where you're working together on things and they could be providing you with tips and vice versa, and you will benefit from it in terms of the long run as well. So those are my three main points in terms of maximizing all opportunities available, focusing, and trying to socialize with peers.
Okay. And so if I jump in on kind of your golden rules right there, a little birdie told me that both of you guys had a very successful kind of empire that you started growing while you were students. So my kind of question would be around making the most of every opportunity. So beyond the books, how can we make the most of our time at university and ensure we are actually ready for the job? Because I know you mentioned internships and stuff like that, but for the more entrepreneurial among the listenership, what would be your kind of advice and your experience? And do you want to tell us a little bit more about what you guys did while you were in uni?
First of all, I'd like to know who the little birdie is.
I've heard good sources. Yeah,
it's a good point, because extracurricular activities and setting up projects at university does help you in the long run. At university, we were very socially influenced at the stage we were.
Mm-hmm.
And we were a bunch of friends, which we started a company. The company was called Life PR. And we hosted events, which are called social events for students at Leicester.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these events were quite good, packing over 2,000 students and a large, obviously large base from all over the UK. And also, we also had coaches from some several universities in the UK. So this, what this really gives us was very important, because our, first of all, the project management skills that we gained through carrying out these events helped us a lot, because we were able to achieve great things during the time. For example, sponsorship with Nando's and Domino's for our events, and also getting the profile of a company, setting up a company, and also knowing managing our time, as well as showing direct return on investment on these events. So these skills that we gained by carrying out this event helped us obviously moving forward with life, because I remember when I attended my first interview, the only project management experience I had was me doing my event.
Mm-hmm.
And even the my recruiter was quite impressed by the numbers that we achieved during this period. So opportunity can come from anything, and obviously we had fun while doing it, and we also learned as well as earned. So it was a win situation for everyone, and that's obviously one thing that I do encourage students to do, is to have miniature or probably say projects which can give you life skills. And I think I gained a lot, especially with my communication and negotiation skills, when I carried out these events. And also Daniel can highlight more on this, but I think it's definitely something interesting to do if you have a minor project that you're currently working on at university, which are extracurricular from your degree study.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for me, so continuing on from what Patrick said, for the entrepreneurs, if you've got some type of idea of what you want to do in terms of whether it be starting a clothing company, whatever you want to do, just literally do it. You'll find that the proximity of potential customers that you have in terms of uni students will kind of set you, will provide you with kind of like a bigger picture into how you want to market your product to the outside world. So I mean, for when we was doing the events, we literally, it was a long process in terms of we literally grew and grew and grew. And with that, we were able to map out our target audience. We were able to identify areas where we can push marketing revenue, knowing that we're going to have some type of return on investment back. We knew that everything that we were doing was for the value of the customer. So if you start to develop these sort of skills and you start thinking outside of how can I just make some short-term income from this, and you start thinking much more strategically. So if you're an entrepreneur and you have an idea, the best time to set it out is in uni whilst everybody's so accessible. I mean, there's 20,000 students on average at a university campus, which means there's quite a lot of potential customers there too. So all you need to be able to do now is market your product and see what works and what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, everything is about trial
and error.
Trial and error. Continuously trying things, seeing if it works. If it doesn't work, go back. Don't be so depressed about it. Alter the plans and go back again. Mm-hmm. So
that's very useful. And thank you so much, guys, for that. And so if people want to get in touch with First Employ, with you guys directly, how do they do that?
Okay, so we currently have our platform set up, so it's called First Employ, and the website is www.firstemployer.co.uk, and also you can also send us an email at support@firstemployer.uk, and we have our social media platforms on Facebook, LinkedIn, and also Twitter. And it's also @firstemploy. And yeah, so we're very reachable. And if you're literally finding it very difficult to get through to us, just type in First Employ on Google and we'll be the first link up. So we're very reachable. We always encourage students to get through to us, and as well as young professionals. and we carry out services to help professionals in their development. And majority of these services include CV and cover letter reviews, as well as professional development. We will in quarter four of this year, so later on towards the end of the year, we'll be launching a new platform and to help individuals to give them more exposure in the employment industry, as well as creating more job opportunities. So our main goal is to create over 5,000 job opportunities by the end of this year. So far, we're halfway through our goals, and there's a lot of individuals using our platforms now.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So by next year, there's obviously going to be a higher goal, and we'll be able to put more young individuals into full-time employment.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Charity. It was a really good time. And I think the Make Me a Pro platform is a very inspiring platform. And I think obviously much more industry experts should come on this platform to have a talk with Charity.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
And as always, thank you guys for listening in. You can find out more information about this episode and other resources on www.makemeapro.org. You can hear more of the podcast by searching on iTunes, SoundCloud, or connecting via Facebook. And if you want to get in touch with me directly, follow me on Twitter @MissMende or give me a Google on LinkedIn. Until next time, guys.